I'm Lori Pilcher, Regional Inspector General for Audit Services in Atlanta, and today I'm speaking with Audit Manager Mark Wimple. Mark, your audit team recently led the OIG, Office of Audit Services, first international audits. Why did OIG do these audits?
We conducted audits of the President's Emergency Plan for AIDS Relief Funds awarded to the Ministries of Health and the other public health partners in three countries, including Namibia, South Africa, and Vietnam. This program is referred to as PEPFAR. We audited funds awarded by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or the CDC.
And can you provide more information about CDC's PEPFAR program?
Sure. Through its global HIV/AIDS program, CDC implements PEPFAR, working with ministries of health and other public health partners to combat HIV/AIDS by strengthening health systems and building sustainable HIV/AIDS programs in more than 75 countries in Africa, Asia, Central and South America, and the Caribbean.
Did CDC award these funds through grants?
No, CDC awarded these funds through cooperative agreements, which are similar to grants, but usually involve the federal government's assistance to meet the goals laid out in the agreement. The regulations that apply to federal grants also apply to the cooperative agreements.
Well, how large is the PEPFAR program?
Congress has authorized the PEPFAR program about $78 billion from 2003 through 2014. For fiscal year 2009, CDC obligated PEPFAR funds totaling $1.2 billion.
Okay. What were the objectives of these audits?
We went to CDC's offices in Namibia, South Africa, and Vietnam. We tried to determine whether CDC monitored the use of PEPFAR funds in accordance with HHS and other federal requirements.
Well, what did you find at the CDC offices you audited?
We found that CDC offices didn't always monitor the use of PEPFAR funds in accordance with HHS and other federal requirements. In both Namibia and South Africa, we found that CDC performed some monitoring of PEPFAR funds. However, many offices did not have the required documents to show that CDC monitored all cooperative agreements.
Were you able to figure out why the offices lacked this important documentation?
Yes. The CDC offices did not have written policies and procedures to ensure they comply with federal monitoring requirements. As a result, these CDC offices did not have assurance that PEPFAR funds were used properly.
Well, what type of written recommendations did you make to CDC?
We recommended that they employ standard operating procedures for monitoring recipients' use of PEPFAR funds. We noted that after our audit, both offices drafted standard operating procedures for managing cooperative agreements, including monitoring. However, we haven't tested these procedures and cannot comment on their effectiveness.
What other types of issues did your audits find?
At grantees, we reviewed both financial and program management. Some of the areas for improvement included better documentation for allowable expenses, accurately reporting costs on financial status reports, submitting timely progress reports, and including only items related to the cooperative agreements that it could fully support.
Well, what impact did this have on communities at risk?
While we didn't have a large amount of unallowable cost, a grantee who misused funds may have prevented an entire community from receiving thousands of shots or condoms, which prevents hundreds of people, including infants, from getting HIV in the first place. So any misuse of funds can waste resources and harm people and communities.
Now that you've completed the Office of Audit Services' first international audits, are you conducting audits in additional countries this fiscal year?
Yes. We recently completed audit fieldwork on audits at the Ministry of Health and other recipients of PEPFAR funds in Zambia, and plan to conduct additional PEPFAR audits in Ethiopia later this fiscal year.
Well, thank you, Mark, for sharing this very important work.
Thank you.